I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's U.S. senators are once again asking the federal government for aid to help rebuild sections of the state damaged by Hurricane Michael last year. Republican Senators Johnny Isakson and David Perdue co-signed a letter to Housing Secretary Ben Carson yesterday, asking him to expedite the process that would allow Georgia to claim $34 million in disaster recovery grants. Last October, the storm caused billions of dollars in damage, destroying crops and infrastructure. A large aid package has repeatedly stalled in Congress because of disagreements on how much aid Puerto Rico should receive. Well, a new study published in a medical journal this week says Clayton County, Georgia, is among the places where measles might spread most quickly. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Clayton County is home to Hartsfield-Jackson, the world's busiest airport and a hub for foreign travel, which is one of the major ways measles is spread. Around 300,000 passengers move through Atlanta's airport daily, including from five countries that have travel notices concerning measles. According to the AJC, the airport is one of 20 U.S. ports of entry with quarantine stations that are staffed with public health officers from the CDC. Since January, more than 750 measles cases have been confirmed in the U.S. At least six of those have been in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A third nuclear reactor is now permanently powered up at Plant Vogtle south of Augusta. Plant Vogtle already operates two reactors in Burke County. The project to add two new reactors is 77% complete. Georgia Power says the new first reactor will be fully operational in November of 2021 and the second the following year. A Savannah review board has voted down a developer's plans for an eight-story hotel on East River Street. Savannah Morning News reports members of the Historic District Board of Review raised concerns about the size of the proposed hotel. The hotel, as presented, would span 223 feet along the river in the northeast corner of the downtown historic district. It's part of a larger development, including a parking garage and other hotels. Board members worried that it's too big and doesn't fit new standards passed since the project was first presented in 2012. An architect for the developer called the vote a shocking outcome. And Delta Airlines will begin testing free Wi-Fi on some flights starting next week. The Atlanta-based company will offer Wi-Fi access on about 50 domestic flights. Customers will not be able to stream content, but will be able to use the internet and other apps. And in sports, the Braves gave up the tying run in the ninth inning and the winning run in the tenth to notch their fourth straight loss last night, this time to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Atlanta will try to snap their losing streak tonight in a rematch with Arizona. First pitch is at 9:40 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.